The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to A Space of Being with Grace Hart, where for an hour we will ride the magical wave of infinite possibilities and together create real-time change for you and our sweet planet. Would you be willing to create a totally different reality? Are you ready to be the magician and alchemist in your life? Get ready. Here's Grace Hart.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, magical, beautiful beings. Today's call is all about magic. And what is magic for you? So for me, magic is the stuff that happens that doesn't actually feel like magic to some people. So, you know, when you think of something and it just shows up, or you're after that favorite car spot and it just shows up, what would happen, guys, if you actually claimed, owned, and acknowledged the magical creation that you truly be? So let's just do a clearing right now. So everything that's not allowing you to perceive, know, be, and receive the magic that you be, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So for those that are new to this show, I use the amazing tools of Access Consciousness and the clearing statement, which is what you just heard, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. If you'd like more information on Access Consciousness, please go to accessconsciousness.com. And also the clearing statement, it sounds a bit strange, but every word actually means something pretty cool, and it's like a magical wand. So if you'd like to know more about that, please go to theclearingstatement.com. So what is magic? And are you willing to be it? Are you willing to stop pretending? There's another thing. So let's just go into another clearing. So all the spaces and places in this lifetime, dimensions, realities, and non-realities, where you gave up being magical, or you were pretending you weren't magical. Or maybe when you were magical, someone got hurt, or you got hurt, or something went terribly wrong. Everything and all that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what's magic to me? Magic is when you're being you. When you actually have all your barriers down. So let's just do that now, guys. No matter what's going on in your universe, just dropping the barriers. Great. And just expanding out. So feeling the beautiful room that you're in, maybe the country you're in, expanding out in all directions, including down into the center of the earth. Expanding out even further and further and further, out past our beautiful planet, into the galaxies and beyond. So I thought I would share with you a couple of stories before we take any callers, if there are going to be any callers. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep talking to you about the magical possibilities that you truly be. So the first thing is, when you're truly being you, you really get the magic that you be, right? So all the people out there listening, what if today, just for today, you chose not to listen to the judgments of other people or yourself, and actually played with the possibilities, the infinite possibilities that are available to you that maybe you can't see right now? So anything that's not allowing you to perceive, know, be, and receive the infinite possibilities that are not only right in front of you, they're going, hi, hello. And, you know, all the spaces and places where we're avoiding that. I know that just recently I've been looking at that energy, like how much infinite possibilities am I avoiding? How much magic am I avoiding? So everything and all that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cool. So the first story that I wanted to share with you was, it was quite some time ago, in my very early 20s, and one of my sister's boyfriends was just chatting to me and saying, you know, You seem to have everything happen really easily in your universe, or world, he said. And for him, everything was struggle. He was, still is, a beautiful guy. But everything was hard for him. And he was noticing that. He was noticing that even when things, not so great things, were happening in my world, there was a level of allowance and what else is possible in my universe. And I didn't go into wrongness or anything like that. Wrongness of me, perhaps, but never wrongness of anyone else or the situation. And he said to me, you know, how come you're like that? And back then, it was before I found Access, and I said, well, I died in a car accident, and it kind of gave me a perspective, a different perspective, I guess, that I see the magic in everything. And he says, what if it's not true? Like, what if what you believe isn't true? There's no consciousness, and you, when you die, you just die. And I said, sure. I said, I guess that's a possibility. I said, but I know that when I choose that possibility, it doesn't feel good. And I also noticed that if I choose that possibility of, you know, there's no such thing as magic and the life you're getting is just the life you're getting and that's it, I don't feel so good. So I said, I'd much rather have the point of view that life is magical and full of possibilities and there's always something greater and there's always a rightness to anything that happens that I don't quite get at the time. And he said, no, I get that. Okay, yeah, you'd rather be that. And even if it's wrong, it's still creating magic for you. And I said, yeah, exactly. So that's what I'd invite you to. So maybe when you're listening, you're thinking, bah, humbug, you know, and maybe, or maybe you've been trying to believe in magic instead of being it or knowing that you be it. So actually, that's reading. So all space and places where you've bought the belief of magic, that it's something outside of you, that it's something that you need to work at, or only the lucky few have it. What if that's a lie, guys? What if you're actually magic already and you've just forgotten, or you're pretending, like a lot of people in this reality, that magic's not real and that you're not magical? So everything and all that that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So, one of the things thank you so much, actually, by the way, I've had quite a few people say to me after the first two calls that their life is just, I don't know, felt lighter and more ease is coming and money's showing up. So great, guys. What else is possible? And I wish that and even greater for you. And, you know, pay attention to how you were feeling before this call and how you, you know, perceive what's going on in your universe after this call. Because it's my target to not only share some amazing tools and run some real-time clearings for you that will create, you know, create real-time change. In other words, things will start to show up different for you. I also wish and desire that you know how great you are and how magical you are. So anything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Now, we've got a caller, but just at the moment, I just wanted, before we bring on, oh, it's Linda. I'm assuming, maybe not. It was, we had Linda from Arizona last week, and I did ask her to call back in, so maybe it's her. But before that, I just wanted to share with you, how do you create from magic? So the first thing is, you know, podpoc, meaning use the clearing statement to podpoc, all the spaces and places where you're not believing it. In other words, you're not knowing that it's true for you, that you are magical. So everything that is, right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And the first step is, guys, and, you know, this is a crazy one and it's super easy, but it's ask. Just ask. Hey, universe. Hey, consciousness. Can you assist me with this? I'd like more of this to show up. And when you're asking, ask from that place of wonder. You know, my great-great-granduncle wrote Alice in Wonderland. And I don't know whether it's through, you know, the ethers or whatever, but I have picked up a lot of his everything is possible and anything is possible energy. So just sharing that with you guys, you know, what if? What if anything and everything is possible? And you've just forgotten. So everything that is, well, you just try and uncreate it all. Oh, anything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive, that anything and everything is possible and open to change. Will you just try and uncreate it all, please? Yay. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So it's asking from that energy of possibilities, that energy of a child, that energy of, I wonder what it would take to universe to have more money show up. Gee, I wonder, could you help me with that, please? Could you assist me with that? Show me, universe. Show me consciousness. Oh, I wonder what it would be like to snuggle someone really delicious and funny and all that stuff that I would just so deserve and not love. Actually, deserve, that's interesting. So as I'm saying these things, I'm tuning into your world. All the spaces and places where you've brought the light of deserving, like just feel that. Feel the energy of deserving. So all spaces and places that you're buying the deserving word rather than just choosing. Because deserving, get that energy, guys. When you go into the deserving, it's like, do you then have to prove that you're deserving? Do you then have to go into the rightness and wrongness of you and the judgment of you? That's not kind, guys. So all spaces and places that you're doing deserving or choosing deserving rather than just choice. Wow, what if I am the magical wand? What if I am the instant space of creation? What if I can be that? And what if you asked from that? So, you know, tuning in, as I said, so, you know, maybe asking the universe for someone delicious to play with. Cool. I wonder what that would be like. And all the spaces and places that you're avoiding all of that, and I'm going to put myself in that as well, everything that is right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Beautiful. So first step, ask, and ask from no point of view. Ask from the, oh, I wonder what that would be like. You know, I wrote one of the books I've written is called The Peacemaker's Way, and in that I spoke about how science has proven that when you hold a thought with like a kind of energy with it, you know, like, of, oh, I wonder, for 1 minute and 8 seconds, that actually the first step is if you hold it for 7 seconds, what happens is your biochemistry changes. Your beautiful body goes, oh, I know this energy and I'm going to help you. I'm going to assist you, beautiful, by sending you all those delicious chemicals and, you know, all that stuff. And I'm going to flood your body with the magic and that's going to assist you because that's, you know, that's the magic I be, says the body. And then if you keep that thought going, if you keep that energy going for 1 minute and 8 seconds, what science has proven is then you start to in real time bring that what you're desiring into your physical reality. You will start to see people, places, events, circumstances show up in your life. And guys, when that happens, please acknowledge it. You know, the universe is a kind, benevolent universe. However, it really loves it when you acknowledge it. You know, think of it like a child. Imagine if a child ran up to you and went, here, look what I've baked for you. Here it is. And you just took it. Instead of going, oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you. Wow. And what else is possible? What else could you bake for me? This is amazing. You know, what if you actually received? And that's something that I've really been paying attention to in my universe, the difference between taking and receiving. And what is that? Well, for me, guys, is if you take something and it's the energy of taking, it's like, are you really receiving it? So if you take something and there's something in your universe going, I don't deserve that, who am I to have that? Life isn't that easy. Other people don't have it. If you've got some kind of funk in your universe with that, what if that sort of changes in the energy to taking? And wouldn't it be great to just receive? You know what? All the spaces and places where you've bought the lie that taking is receiving, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And let's go into, so ask is the first one. And then really tune into not being vested to it. So in other words, asking from that point of, oh, what else is possible? How can you show this to me, universe? You know, oh, wow, what's going to show up today? And being that magic. And then just go back into the question, you know, what would it take for that to show up, universe? What else is possible, universe? How did I get so lucky, universe? And when, as I said, when it shows up, acknowledge it and ask for more. So all the spaces and places where you've bought the lie, you can't ask for more, or it's wrong to have more, or it's wrong to even receive, will you destroy and uncreate that, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Linda, we've got about a minute. I'm assuming you're listening in to the break. So what I'm going to do is just finish up with the break and then I'll invite you back on in. So all space and places that you are refusing the magical being, the instant space of creation that you truly be, will you destroy and uncreate it all? And guys, while we're going to break, be that. Be the energy of the magic that you truly be. Catch you on the other side.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you willing to choose greater? Are you ready to be the creator, magician, alchemist, and leader of your own reality, where anything and everything is possible? On ChoosingGreater.com, Grace offers you magical ways to create and actualize the life you desire through telecalls, hangouts, books, and audios, psychic readings, and private sessions to catalyze your life and living with ease, joy, and glory. Are you loving the tools of Access Consciousness? For just $5 a month, you can sign up for the Planet Possibilities Pack, where you'll receive written and audio downloads of the clearings from each show, as well as a magic meditation for creating and receiving even more. You can also enjoy sound samples of Grace's ethereal voice, healing music, and meditations. You're listening to her music right now. More possibilities await you at choosinggreater.com.
When you learn to see things from a spiritual perspective, it changes the way you see virtually everything in your life. Listen for Dr. Paula Joyce and her program, Uplift Your Life, Nourishment of the Spirit. Our program will help you get rid of the negative aspects of your life and invite love, joy, and prosperity into your life. Turn that negative feeling into a positive one. Tune in to Uplift Your Life, Nourishment of the Spirit, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to A Space of Being. To reach Grace Hart or her guest today, please call our toll-free number in North America, 866-472-5795. That's 866-472-5795. You may also want to send an email to choosinggreater@gmail.com. And now, back to A Space of Being.
Hey, everybody. So welcome back. Seventh Wave. I love saying Seventh Wave. I just think of the wave of infinite possibilities. Are you willing to ride it? It's all space and places that you're not willing to ride, the infinite wave of possibilities, where you're refusing the magic that you be. What magic are you refusing that you simply could be choosing, that if you would choose it, would change everything right away with total ease? Anything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Hey, Linda, I don't know if you're the Linda from last week, but if you... Hi,
yes,
that sounds
Hi,
like
Grace.
A familiar voice. Hey, gorgeous.
How are you?
I am well. How are you? What's been happening in your world?
Oh, I'm doing good. I actually, after I called in last week, I had a couple of really great surprises in the way of money. I ended up needing to order something online for a friend and ended up getting it for free. It would have should have been about $150. They sent it to me for free. And yeah. I also ordered another thing online, and I ordered a medium size, and they upgraded me for free when I got it in the mail to the largest size. They upgraded me for free.
Yay! Oh, wow. Oh, that is so cool.
Really,
that is so cool. And, yeah. You know, I just talked about in the first section about acknowledging. So, like, are you acknowledging that you created that?
Yes.
Fantastic. And then did you ask for more?
No, I didn't, but I should, shouldn't I?
Well, all the places and places, all the spaces and places where you're going into short, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah, what if you chose more? Let's just do that right now. So all the people out there, no matter what you've received, even if you've received nothing or you've received upgrades, how does it get better? And universe, show me. Oh, that's so great. I wonder what else you could gift to me. And thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. Do you have any questions, or was it just to share that magic?
I definitely wanted to share that, but I know we got cut off at the end of the last show because you ran out of time.
Yeah.
So I was hoping that maybe I could just share a couple of things that have been some challenges that I've been experiencing, and
cool.
Just see what your take on it is.
Cool. So just before you start, honey, One of the things that I've really paid attention to is the words that people use and the words I use and what they create. Because everything, guys, is creation. So I know that it's super important for you to use these words to describe to me what's going on for you. So it's more just I'm, you know, grabbing that and going, oh, there's magic there. So all spaces and places where we don't get that when we say something, we're choosing it. So if you think something's a challenge, what if that's a creation that you're choosing? What if actually the you know, the actual use of the word challenge is creating challenge? And what else could you choose with that? And what I actually noticed for a while is when I was sort of stuck in a challenge or whatever it was, I thought it was something I needed to work through or get through instead of choosing something totally different. So speak to me about the challenge and let's choose something different, beautiful one. So talk to me about what the challenge is.
So, yeah, I guess for the last 10 years or so, I've had these spells of anxiety, excuse me, and I've had a couple of really bad, really scary panic attacks. And mm-hmm. a lot of times I find that it starts to happen when I'm meeting someone new or spending time with people I don't really seem to know that well, and they ask me about myself, and I just get super nervous. I can't think straight. That's basically okay. the gist of it. And it's hard because then I can't really, I feel like I'm not able to be present and really just
not able to be you.
The experience. Yeah. And I can't like really express who I am, like that, you know, the person that my good friends and family know me as, you know, because sure. I'm so nervous, it gets in the way.
Cool. So right now, just to create some real-time change in your universe, everything you just said and all the space and places that you invent that and keep creating that and choosing that and making that a valuable choice, and all spaces and places that you choose to be 49 instead of the 50-50 that you truly be, will you just join and create all of that, please?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Beautiful. So, the first thing that came to me when you were speaking is, what if none of that's true, but just a point of view? And what happens is when you've got, you know, proof, especially like 10 years of proof, what if it's, as I said, just a point of view, just like, oh, I've just been choosing that for 10 years. It's like, oh, I've just been choosing to have, you know, a latte for 10 years. So not making it right or wrong. It's just like, oh yeah, that was a choice. And when I chose to have that latte, it kind of didn't allow me to be me. And, oh, that's interesting. I've just worked that out. When I drink a latte, you know, it doesn't feel like me. Okay, cool. So rather than just because I've done it for 10 years, so all space and places, guys at home and Linda Ware, just because you've been doing it, it means you should still do it, or, you know, you're on autopilot for doing it and all of that. Let's just join and create it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. So, honey, when you were choosing that, oh, cool, I just said were. have you felt a shift in any way with just the clearings I've been running for you?
I do. I feel more at ease already because I've been nervous last time and this time when I called in to talk to you.
It's like, I did latte last week, but I am not going to do latte this week. No against lattes. It's actually my favorite coffee. So, lattes works for me. Okay, so, yeah, cool. So this is the great thing about the clearing statement. You know, I mean, it's really a funny thing and a magical thing to go, hang on a minute, I've had this problem for 10 years and you've just asked a few questions and pod-pocked and now I'm feeling lighter. Like, what the? And now I'm actually getting that I actually don't choose latte anymore and then I can choose. This is really weird. welcome to Access. You know, this is something that can just shift and change so quickly. So well done you. Okay, so
thank you.
when you're being you, and choosing for you, right? What would it take? And this is actually, yeah, maybe answer it too. So what would it take for you when you meet someone new or in a new environment? What would it take for you to be you? And anything that doesn't allow that to show up right away as your to-go place, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yeah.
right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shots, poison beyonds. And then just speaking about the anxiety and the panic attacks, so everything and all that is, just bring the energy up of what goes on in your universe. And guys at home, you know, if you feel that nervousness or whatever, just bring the energy up and let's just destroy and uncreate it all on 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Beautiful. Awesome. So, honey, when you do choose that as a choice in the, you know, in the past, actually, you know what question's coming into my world? Are you super aware?
Am I super aware?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Cool. And could it be that when you're meeting someone new, you're actually tuning in and receiving their funk, you know, their anxiety, their, oh my God.
Yeah, I've kind of felt that was happening a few times before, well, more than a few times before, that I'm just kind of taking on.
I'm giggling. sorry to interrupt. I'm giggling because, like, it just feels like it's every time when I, with the energy that I'm perceiving, it's like, so I'm going to ask you the question. Truth, is it pretty much, you know, 99.999% of your anxiety is actually not yours and you're perceiving it from the other people around, as well as maybe potentially the person that you're chatting with?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what would happen in that moment? Yeah. So what would happen in that moment if you actually went, okay, barriers down, this isn't mine. Cool. So what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to create ease right now for this person? Or, you know, so this conversation can be with ease or whatever it is, just whatever questions come into your mind. But the other thing too, honey, is return to senders. Because sometimes it can be nothing to do with the person that you're talking to. It could be like, let's say you're meeting in a coffee shop. And someone next door has just had their partner die, and on the other side, someone's just lost their job, and on the other side, someone's just been told they got cancer, or someone's just had a separation, or someone's going to a job interview and they're super nervous, or someone's just, you know, just fallen in love and it's their first date, and they're like, ah, you know. And what if in that moment you're like, ah, because you're actually perceiving, sorry to scream down the mic, guys, what if you're perceiving that, ah, in people's universes and actually buying it as real and true and solid for you, because it feels real. You know, I know, yeah. For me, my heart will start racing. I'll feel all these things, like whether it's anger or happiness or excitement. Like when I'm driving down the road, I feel it when I pass cars, for example. Mm-hmm. And what I do in that moment is barriers down and return to senders. Barriers down, return to senders. And then I also ask if I can be a contribution. And just asking, so not asking, oh, I'm going to send you love or I'm going to send you this because, you know, you require this. That's kind of a superior attitude. I kind of just go, oh, if there's anything I can contribute, there you go. You know, and I kind of have always done that, especially like with ambulances and stuff because of my past with all my broken bones. actually everything that is, all the people out there who have got physical pain, just what can I contribute to you right now in your sweet body? Cool. So going back to you, so are you willing to claim and acknowledge that pretty much none of that's yours? Like you don't actually have an anxiety problem?
Yes, I'm very willing.
Cool. And the other thing too, honey, is before I even get out for the day, like as soon as I wake up in the morning, I get the energy of the life that I'm choosing. And I podpock anything that, podpock meaning right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, or nine short spoils meons. I podpock anything that gets in the way of that, me having that day. And I'm also, you know, in awareness throughout the day of what I'm avoiding, clearing that, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it might sound a little bit of a head trip, but it's not. It's just working the muscle. And the more you work it, the more you work with these tools, the happier you get. So as I was saying, what would happen if you woke up in the morning and actually said, okay, all the spaces and places where I am aware and buying that awareness as someone else's awareness as true and, well, someone else's stuff as true and real for me, I'm actually going to lower my barriers and return them to senders. And anything that doesn't allow me to remember that tool today, I'm going to destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So if you did
that.
Yeah, what do you get would show up in your world? Do you think that you would maybe not buy the lie that that stuff's yours?
Say that again?
So what would happen if, like, you were just going through your day, you know, and all of a sudden you've got that anxiety, and in that moment you went, oh, I remember that tool, drop my barriers and everything, all that is, return to senders. Mm-hmm. Do you think that whilst you're in that conversation or whatever, you'd be able to be more of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also ask the question, what would it take for more of me to show up today? And, you know, even when you're talking to that person, you know, just go, cool. I'm feeling this. What else is possible here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to a break. I'd love to keep chatting with you. Are you willing to hang on?
Yes.
Yeah. Please. Awesome. Okay, guys, dropping the barriers whilst we're at this break, and what magic can you perceive during this break? Catch you on the other side. Bye.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Are you willing to choose greater? Are you ready to be the creator, magician, alchemist, and leader of your own reality, where anything and everything is possible? On ChoosingGreater.com, Grace offers you magical ways to create and actualize the life you desire through telecalls, hangouts, books, and audios, psychic readings, and private sessions to catalyze your life and living with ease, joy, and glory. Are you loving the tools of Access Consciousness? For just $5 a month, you can sign up for the Planet Possibilities Pack, where you'll receive written and audio downloads of the clearings from each show, as well as a magic meditation for creating and receiving even more. You can also enjoy sound samples of Grace's ethereal voice, healing music, and meditations. You're listening to her music right now. More possibilities await you at choosinggreater.com.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to A Space of Being. To reach Grace Hart or her guest today, please call our toll-free number in North America, 866-472-5795. That's 866-472-5795. You may also want to send an email to choosinggreater@gmail.com. And now, back to A Space of Being.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. How do we use magic and alchemy to change our universe? That's what today's show is all about. And the answer is, be you. Be the magic that you be. Linda, before we go back to speaking about you, there's one little story that I really wanted to share about how just being you creates magic, creates real change. And the one story that I wanted to share is my son was about 5 years old and we were at a stop sign. There were some roadworks and there was the roadwork person holding out the stop sign. And in the morning when I drove my son to school, she was there, and it was a very hot day this day. It was in the high 40s over here in Australia. And anyway, on the way back from school, so 8 hours later, Jay, my son, sees this lady and says, "Mom, she's been in the hot sun all day." And I said, "I know, honey." I said, "You know, what would you like to contribute? Can you contribute anything?" And he says, "You know what? I want to tell her thank you for keeping us safe." Anyway, so I said, "Okay, do that, honey." And so it just so happened, magic, that when we stopped, we actually stopped where she was. In other words, we weren't sort of four or five cars down. And he puts down his window and he says, "Excuse me, lady, thank you for keeping us safe." Anyway, he was, as I said, only five. And I don't know whether you can get the energy as I'm speaking to you, but this lady just lost it. She just broke down and started crying. And my son was like, quick, Mom, put the windows up, put the windows up. What's happened? What's happening? What's happening? What did I do wrong? And it's funny, you know, how we can go into the wrongness. And I said to him, honey, you touched her. She actually received the message that she had value, that she was keeping us safe. So everyone listening in who thinks you've just got this boring job, you know, I remember one time I was in a bus and I just perceived that the bus driver was like just really heavy and sad. And as I walked past to leave, I just said, thank you for holding all our lives in your hands. And the same thing happened. It was like he got the awareness, oh my God, there's like 30 odd people in this bus and I've got their lives in my hand. So all the space and places that you've bought the lie that you're just doing this or just doing that or just a mum, will you please destroy and uncreate it all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So there's two reasons I'm telling you that story. One is that he changed a world. That's magic. That's alchemy. And what would that create? What would she go home as? How would the rest of her day be? What would she be passing on forward because of that interaction? So what if you being you is the change the world is asking for? And what if magic doesn't look like, hey presto, you know, as in the way we've been taught? What if magic is you being you, and just by being you, you're changing the world? And, you know, Linda, that's what we were talking about, like your desire to be you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, sweetie, all the spaces and places that, oh, let me tune in. What's going on? Okay, so all the spaces and places that you've been made wrong for being you, or you've been told that you're too potent, or maybe your kindness and caring freaked people out, or maybe they judged you like she can't be that nice, or whatever it is, all the lifetime, spacious dimensions, realities and non-realities where you've received judgment, whether you've placed it on yourself or others have placed it on you, and also your sweet body, will you destroy and uncreate that all and let that all go now, honey?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And are you willing to claim, own and acknowledge the key to magic that you truly be?
Yes.
Awesome. Yay. Wow. Did you get that energy?
Yes.
Oh, that's so great. So are you willing to put the keys in the locks and the locks in the keys and actually be the magic that you truly be?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And honey, what if the haters and the judges or the unkind people of this world, what if, you know, you just had allowance and went, oh, okay, that's okay. They're choosing that. You know, one of the tools of access is interesting point of view that they have this point of view. And so what I'd like to invite you to is, what if you actually said, you know what, from today I'm choosing to be the magic I truly be. And even if others aren't choosing it, even if others maybe make me wrong for it, you know, since I've been choosing more magic and choosing to be more of me, the judgment's been huge in my world. But that's okay. Because not only has the judgment been huge, the magic has been huge. The transformation's been huge. The joy in my life's been huge. Yeah. So what if you actually started to have your own back, started to choose for you, and started to be the kindness and caring that you be for others to yourself as well? So anything that's not allowing that, will you destroy and uncreate it all, honey?
Yeah.
And everyone at home and listening in the car, I'm talking to you. I can feel you. Right, wrong. Yes, you. Right, wrong, good, bad. Pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. Awesome, awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there any other questions that you wanted to ask?
Yes, actually.
Go for it.
So another thing that I feel like I've seen popping up a lot throughout my life, and especially in the last 10 or 15 years or so, is a lot of like feelings of repressed anger, like just popping up at seemingly like the most inopportune times and just really just knocking it onto my butt, you know?
Cool.
And I haven't wanted to like, dig into it because, you know, if you keep digging, you're going to keep finding stuff. You know what I mean? So I'm just like letting it
I'm just going to interrupt. I'm just going to interrupt you, honey. If you keep digging in, you're going to find stuff. Can you just say that three times, please?
If you keep digging, you're going to keep finding stuff. If you keep digging, you're going to keep finding stuff. If you keep digging, you're going to keep finding stuff.
Well, the Shikyu implants, X-plants, creating that, binding that, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So, honey, if I asked you a question, generally speaking, that anger that you perceive, is any of it yours?
Yes.
Cool. So in Access, we talk about a few things with anger. One of the things is that you're perceiving a lie. So it can either mean that you're buying a lie, in other words, you're telling yourself a lie, and that anger comes up as a way, you know, your body's going, hey, you're lying to yourself. I'm just letting you know by giving you this anger thing. And it can also be that someone else is lying to you. So in other words, someone's just said something and you just, there's this anger that comes out. So what if when it next happens, what if you actually asked yourself, truth, is there a lie here spoken or unspoken? And if you ask that question, it should lighten up. Like you should feel like floaty, like, oh, I've just got goosebumps or I'm just feeling really light right now. And if that happens, then what it is you've acknowledged the lie and that anger's disappeared or dissipated or totally changed.
Wow.
The other thing that the anger can be is a potency that you're not willing to be or refusing to be or bought the lie that if you be it, it's going to change the world too much or the world might just blow up. Or so if you, it could that be reading as well? Like, is it a potency that maybe you're refusing?
Yeah, that does feel true.
That's a hell yeah in energy. Cool. So, you know, I remember Gary Douglas, the founder of Access in class, actually when I was on radio one day, he talked about how it's there's an unkindness with not being you. So, you know, get the energy, honey, of what would happen to the planet if you chose not to be your potency. Like, get what the planet would be like in 5 to 10 years if you chose to hide your potency. And they'll get the energy of what would happen in the world if you actually claimed, owned, and acknowledged the potency and started being that. Imagine what change would happen for the world and for you. So all the space and places that you and people listening in where you've bought the lie that it's, you know, it's wrong to be potent. I need to be the status quo. I only need to do that and keep that a secret. So all the secrets that you've locked and held in place that's stopping you being the potent, phenomenal, magical being that you truly be, will you destroy and uncreate it all, honey?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Beautiful. So same thing. So, you know, when you feel that anger come up, just ask the question, truth, is this a potency I'm not willing to be? And again, you should feel that lightness if that's true for you, if that's what's going on. And the other one I would also ask is, if those two aren't reading, I would actually ask, truth, does this belong to me? Or am I actually perceiving the anger in somebody else? Or the anger, you know, that's floating around? So everything and all that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And honey, also, there's an energy of wrongness around it, which is such a humanoid thing, you know. In Access, we talk about humans and humanoids. And humanoids, you know, they're the seekers of this world, the creators. They believe in, not believe, they know magic is real and all that. They may have forgotten, but one of the traits of being a humanoid is you go into wrongness straight away. Just like my son, oh my God, Mum, what did I do wrong? She's crying. Instead of like, wow, I just created magic. Yay. You know, we sort of don't go to that. So, you know, when, you know, this sort of stuff happens, I just perceive, so I'm just asking the question, like, do you go into wrongness around that anger?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you willing to actually change that and choose something totally different?
Yes.
Great. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about is twice now you've said between 10 and 15 years this has been happening. So what went on in your world that created all this change 10, 15 years ago? What happened in your universe?
I started getting into drugs and alcohol pretty heavily.
Cool. Sorry, girl.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I mean, that's basically the gist of it. That's kind of what kick-started it all.
Cool.
Yeah.
So one of the things that can happen when you're trying all sorts of drugs, whether it's, you know, narcotics or prescription drugs, or and also, you know, in Access we talk about the 10 keys to total freedom. And one of them is about drugs. Gary's got an interesting take on drugs, and I love it. It's a drug is anything that reduces your consciousness, that creates you not growing, you know, creates you not choosing greater. And that can be going out with a girlfriend. You know, you choose to keep going out with this girlfriend to drag you down. You keep choosing to go out with this girlfriend to keep you limited, or you keep watching TV or keep buying into the lies of this reality to stop the magic. So all space and places that's going on for you guys listening at home or with you, Linda, or even myself. Let's just destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine. Shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. Wow, that's created so much space in the universe that I have no idea what I was talking about. I seriously have no idea. Like, my mind's just gone totally blank. So just, you know, in relation to the anger, what else is possible? And what if you didn't go into wrongness? And really get this, guys. What if everything is actually just a choice? And so, you know, when you, that's what it was, 10 years ago. Yeah, so in relation to drugs, you know, pay attention. What drugs, what's the drug of your choice? It might be food, it might be a person, it might be TV. And what if you're willing to actually not go into wrongness of it, just go, oh, cool, wow, I'm choosing this to keep myself small. I'm choosing this to stay unaware. Okay, what else is possible? Don't go into wrongness, just what else is possible? Just ask the question, what would it take to change this? And when we come back from break, honey, if you can hang on, maybe we can do some clearings about what went on for you during that time to bring a bit more ease to your beautiful body and being. Do you like that?
Beautiful. Yes, I would love that. Thank you, Grace.
Cool. Okay, well, hang on, guys. We'll take a break and we'll be right back with you.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Are you willing to choose greater? Are you ready to be the creator, magician, alchemist, and leader of your own reality, where anything and everything is possible? On ChoosingGreater.com, Grace offers you magical ways to create and actualize the life you desire through telecalls, hangouts, books, and audios, psychic readings, and private sessions to catalyze your life and living with ease, joy, and glory. Are you loving the tools of Access Consciousness? For just $5 a month, you can sign up for the Planet Possibilities Pack, where you'll receive written and audio downloads of the clearings from each show, as well as a magic meditation for creating and receiving even more. You can also enjoy sound samples of Grace's ethereal voice, healing music, and meditations. You're listening to her music right now. More possibilities await you at choosinggreater.com.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to A Space of Being. To reach Grace Hart or her guest today, please call our toll-free number in North America, 866-472-5795. That's 866-472-5795. You may also want to send an email to choosinggreater@gmail.com. And now, back to A Space of Being.
Welcome back, guys. Okay, so Linda, just before we get into what we were talking about before, what pinged during the break is, as I said, one of the tools of access is no drugs of any kind, and that means of, you know, how I explained what drugs in the access world is. So I just want to run these clearings for people online listening in now and in the future. And it's just to bring up the energy to clear the judgments and the stuff that's sticking you. Because there's so many projections out there on the rightness of drugs, the wrongness of drugs, et cetera, et cetera. So everyone listening in, just tune in. So what's right about drugs? What's right about you taking drugs that you're not getting? Everything and all that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. What's wrong about drugs that you're not getting? Everything and all that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. What do you love about drugs? Everything and all that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And what do you hate about drugs? and everything and all that that is, right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, and all the lifetimes, spaces, dimensions, realities and non-realities where you took drugs, were made wrong for it, or you judged others for taking drugs and were made wrong for it, everything and all that that is, right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So, you know, obviously in this reality, there's, you know, when I say what's right about taking drugs, what I'm actually meaning by that is what's the gift? Because one of the things that happens is we choose what we choose as a kindness to ourselves. Now, when I say as a kindness to ourselves, I'm not meaning it's a true kindness. We've bought the lie that if I take this drug, it's going to give me this, or it's going to bring peace, or it's going to stop the chaos, especially super aware people can actually choose drugs just to stop that awareness. So what if, you know, you actually chose something totally different? What if you asked what else is possible? So everything and all that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And also, honey, you know, getting your bars run can really transform. I've actually run people's bars where they were addicted to drugs and then all of a sudden it just stopped just from one bars session. So go find a bars facilitator in your area if it's light for you. The other thing too is, and I won't be doing this with you online, but I just want to ask the questions, and if it pings for you, I'm really happy to just, you know, quickly have a session with you privately offline. But just question, when you were, you know, in that stage of when you were trying the different drugs, truth, did you invite any entities into your beautiful sweet body?
Yeah.
Great. And with those entities, are some of them the things that you're having issues with? What I mean by that is are some of the entities having issues with budgeting, or have bought the lie that they can't be who they are in public, or they can't be themselves, or they have panic attacks? You know, maybe truth, does one of the entities that you brought in, do they have panic attacks? It wasn't even you.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
so,
sounds like it could be, right?
Awesome. So it's just not even 5 minutes. It's like a 2-minute thing that I can do with you, one of the access tools. And it just totally allows you to let go. So all I'm going to say right now is all of what that is, everything and all that is, just run and create it, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys, meons. And I'll, if you can just send me your details, I'll just take you through that real quick process afterwards.
Okay.
Awesome. So what, do you have any other questions, actually, before I get into the rest of the stuff that I was going to talk about?
No, I don't think so, not at this time.
Cool. Awesome. All right, honey, I adore you. Thank you so much for choosing greater. Thank you for being brave and calling in. And
thank you, Grace.
Yeah, and what else is possible, honey? And what would it take for even more magic to show up in your life? And also, what would it take for you to be the magic that you already be? You just maybe forgot. So everything all that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all night, shorts, boys, meons. Thanks for calling in, honey. Take care.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So I really wanted to take you through an exercise around magic. So right now, tune into your body. And ask your sweet body, what points of views have I locked into you that's not allowing me to perceive, know, be, and receive the magic that I truly be? So just pay attention. Ask your body to show you. It might show you that an area like your tummy, or it might just be there might be something warm or tingly, or just let it direct you to an area where, and it could just be lots of areas. When I ask that question, a whole lot of things could ping in your body. And so just ask all of that to show up for you, allow your body to show that to you. And right now, let's create some alchemy and magic with that. Let's just draw and uncreate all the points of views that you've locked into your sweet being and body that it's not allowing you to be the magic that you truly be. Okay. So everything that is, let's just draw and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cool. Awesome. So one of the things about magic is when you start to be it, some people can freak out. And usually the people that freak out, and this is just my interesting point of view, are the judges and the haters of this reality. And, you know, sometimes we can put so much attention on that and let that, you know, cripple us or you know, stop us from being who we be. So all spaces and places where we are allowing the judgments of this reality, the meanness of this reality, and the supposed kindness that people be, when in actual fact, it's actually allowing it, causing us to shut down or choose to shut down. Everything and all that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cool. So right now, my question to you is, if you were truly being you, truly being the magic walking that you truly be, what would your life be like? And get the energy of it. Truth, what would your life be like? Don't go into the thinking, just what would it be like if every day you were being the magic of you? No matter what someone said, no matter what other people were choosing or not choosing, what would show up in your world? And what contribution would you be to our sweet planet and its beings if you chose to be all of you? So anything that's not allowing you to perceive, know, be, and receive that energy and choose it in every 10 seconds, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And all spaces and places that you don't believe you can change the world by being you. Everything that is. What would it take for you to stop pretending and allow yourself to be the magic that you truly be? Everything that is, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cool. So all spaces and places that you're not willing to have the exuberance of life, the adventure of living, the magic of life, and fun creating. You know, I have so much fun with the magic. You know, if someone comes into my awareness and I want to change that, I just change it. And it's super fun. And then I acknowledge it. And, you know, they can be super grumpy when they leave. That's okay. But I can create change and magic. You know, even at a shopping center, like just the other day, there was this lady that was, you know, really grumpy and angry at the checkout counter. And so straight away it was like, I was just that energy of, hi, you know, what would it take to change this energy? And I wasn't doing it to contribute to her world in the sense of she was wrong and she shouldn't be that way. It was more just it didn't work for me for her to be in that energy. So I just kind of went, cool, what else is possible here? And I actually tuned into the being that she'd be, and I perceived in her world that stuff that was causing that in her world. And then when I went up to her, I was just like, hi. And, you know, get this, guys, the greatest kindness that you can be to anybody in this world is to perceive them with no judgment and total caring and kindness. So I'm going to leave you with that for this show. What would it take for you to be the magic that you be? I adore you. Have fun till next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
We're grateful for you tuning in to A Space of Being. Do join us again next Wednesday at 2 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time for another adventure on the 7th Wave Channel. I wonder what magic will show up for you during next week's show.